September 6th. There are numerous parks in Olympia, all within a few miles of my house. Not little parks, a square block or two, though there is one of those right across the street. Huge trees there, too, and playground equipment for the neighborhood children. I mean, forests. Manage, yes, maintain walkways, that kind of thing, not wilderness, but huge. I've been visiting them in sequence over the last few months. One I keep returning to over and over is Watershed Park, thus named because it once supplied all the water for the town from its pristine springs. Moxley Creek, which runs through the park in many seemingly, to me, crisscrossing separate rivulets, gathering all of that water to be dispersed, well, I'm not sure where, is characterized on a path side sign as magical. It is an apt adjective. I've been here now for 3 months. Stunningly, to me, it has not rained. I mean really rained, full-out rain, once during that time. One of the first things I bought when I got here was a waterproof rain jacket, having been indoctrinated into the stereotype of the Northwest as chronically rainy. It has sprinkled a couple of times, misted a few mornings while the sea clouds still hung low over the land, but nothing I'd describe in Pittsburgh parlance as rain. Not once. I'm not kidding. When I call attention to this incredulously to the locals, they all say ominously, "Just wait until November." Yes, I think. I know. It will rain. But what about now? My 3 months here, what's up with that? To them, it is just routine, what summer is. Every day is picture perfect. Morning clouds, afternoon sun, high sky, quite dry, so even 90 degrees seems comfortable, cool evenings. I find all of that as hard to process as the flora, almost nonsensical in Pennsylvania terms, where the weather changes daily, and it rains a lot during the summer. Thunder, lightning, downpours, floods even, of the kind I was reading about back there a month or so ago. But it has not rained once since I got here, which gets me back to magical. Moxley Creek runs vigorously at the same level every day, clear, cold water with trout in it, the sign also says, though I haven't seen them, as if it never heard of dry. Some days, it actually seems to me to be running higher after weeks of dry. I have no idea where that water comes from. The trees and everything else here seem also to flourish, over full of themselves, lush to an extreme, leafed out over every inch of stem and stalk, flush with flowers, without any apparent liquid sustenance. I have no idea how that is possible. When I got here in June, the local yard plants and shrubs were burgeoning, each branch fully colonized by many somethings beautiful. I had, still have, a hard time naming the plants. They resemble plants I knew back east, but like they are on steroids, muscled up with growth, and it never rains. I was thinking today that they must be very frugal by nature. When water is plentiful, as I'm sure it is for most of the year, they store it up somehow, somewhere. Then, when it goes dry, they just live on their savings. Magical. I've been walking in Watershed Park pretty regularly for the last couple of weeks. The loop trail is a very doable 1.5 miles, about half of what I was accustomed to back in Boyce Park, but perfect for me right now. When I got here in June, I didn't have a car, and I had an insatiable urge to see everything at once. How unlike me. So I was walking everywhere, both to service my needs and to take in the sights. At least 5 or 6 miles a day, closer to 10 or 12 many days. Up and down the hills. It was ridiculous. After a few weeks, I ended up, as I said, aggravating an old knee injury, such that I had to slow down, or as close to slow as I could tolerate. And then I bought a car. Now, my wonky knee healing, 1.5 miles is ideal. Maybe in a month or two, I'll take the loop twice. I hope so. The trees here are, temperamentally, very similar to eastern trees in that they exude a quiet confidence. always wholly themselves, stayed in all the best ways, having committed themselves fully from the outset to their chosen patch of ground and, come what may, standing on it sturdily. Except that here, some have been standing for centuries, not decades. They neither welcome nor resist my presence, just like their eastern counterparts, at least not yet. I know from experience that you have to walk among trees many, many times before they have a faith that you care to be there as much as they do, are reliable, a citizen of the woods. And in time, they will reach out, some quite warmly, others more guardedly, just like people, good people, I mean, variously social, but uniformly tolerant, kind even. I tried touching a couple of trees on one of my early walks. I could, they let me, but I felt I shouldn't. It was too soon, a kind of resistance coming back like a magnet with opposite polarity. Today, for the first time, I felt like they were beginning to recognize me, like, oh, that guy, he comes by pretty often now, seems okay. I wonder what's up with him. Not yet eager for physical touch, but not necessarily averse to it. One of these days I'll be walking by laughing and I'll hear one of them laugh back, like they know just what I'm talking about. And I do talk, out loud, just like I did back in Pittsburgh, though I need to be more careful here, because this is a park right in the middle of town, made for walking, and I encounter at least two or three others along my way every time I'm there. These trees, not surprisingly, make me feel small, but in all the right ways. In my last year or so in Pittsburgh, as I fantasized about a new life in a place I might make a home, one of the things I knew I wanted was to become small. Olympia, of course, is a small town, but that's not what I meant by it. I wanted to be just another person, not professor or doctor or poet or author. Just Paul was how I named that feeling. Small P. And now I am. When I can, I even write my name with a small p and skip the last name entirely. For some reason, I fantasized if I became small in that way, people would actually treat me better, be kinder, more polite, more tolerant. And so far, at least, they do. They are. I know that has something to do with the general local culture, just more humane in little day-to-day ways. For example, if you step off the curb into a crosswalk, cars will stop to let you pass, without any glaring or scowling to make you hurry. Just like that. Still, even when I cross with the light at intersections, I feel my eyes darting around, just to be sure I won't be run down from behind. I joked one day with Bridget that I still have eastern eyes in the midst of traffic. Self-preservation, always front and center. Yes, it is the law. But it was the law in Pittsburgh, too, and it never, ever happened. It feels, as I said, quite polite. I longed for those qualities that get buzzed out by the city and, more pointedly, by academia. Everyone striving to be larger all the time, more famous, more important, sometimes at someone else's expense. I don't mean to imply that the academic world is some kind of survival of the fittest jungle, at least not in the extreme. If it were, I would not have survived there, and I did. It's just the kind of culture that tends, well, not so much to disrespect the small, as to treat it as less consequential, the way one might a pet, talking down to it, or yelling at it, or just brushing it aside, not fully worthy. These trees I see are fully worthy. And they know it. And when I am with them, I feel fully worthy. They could relate to me as if I were nothing, a piece of lint floating by. But they don't. Maybe they just don't live in a culture that differentiates big from small to mark hierarchy or social class. The fir and the fern are co-equal colleagues. I know that sounds kind of loopy, but I also believe it to be true. They are just as happy being exactly what they are, fir or fern, as I am being Paul. One of these days, I know I'll feel quite at home among them, small, in all the right ways, making friends, as I did in Boyce Park. That, I know, takes time, and time is what I have in abundance and want to spend now, being small, feeling worthy in this grand space.